Well, this coming weekend, we're going to be blessed to have two different ministers of the word coming to be with us. The Lord willing, when I come back, we'll still be in the book of Mark in the morning. And the verse I want to look at tonight is from Mark 15, verse 43. Mark 15, 43. And just one verse, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent council member who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, coming and taking courage, went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. So, just to put this in context, you'll remember who was it that first condemned Jesus to death? The first official body who did that was the Sanhedrin. They're called the council. And they're composed of 70 elders, priests, and scribes, very educated. And they were the religious and the civil leadership for Jerusalem and the surrounding area. Now, in this verse, Mark presents Joseph of Arimathea, and he's one of the leaders in that council. He was on the jury. He was in the court that condemned Jesus. So that's one thing to know about Joseph. Another thing to know about him is it tells us in Matthew that Joseph was wealthy. He was a prominent, prosperous citizen. And it also tells us that he was well regarded. He had a good reputation within the Sanhedrin. But we're also told in one of the other Gospels that Joseph was a disciple of Jesus. But the book of John says Joseph kept that discipleship a secret. He was scared. He was scared to let it be known. He was a disciple, though. He had influence over the community. He was wealthy, and he was frightened of letting his faith be known. So when you read about him in John 19, it says, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews. You've got this picture of a man who's high up and powerful, but he's also scared. Interesting combination there. Note what Mark brings to light about Joseph. It says, taking courage, Joseph went into Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. What's going on there? Joseph is still fearful of being identified with Jesus, but something inside him, after Jesus has died, something inside him resolves to do something risky for Jesus. He's going to put aside his fear and take a risk for Jesus. Mark says that Joseph took courage. He made a bold request to Pilate. He says, give me the dead body of the most controversial man in Jerusalem. I want to do him the honor of a burial. Joseph of Arimathea was willing to risk his high status. He was willing to step out for Jesus. He was willing to do kingdom work, even if it would cost him something. And note the timing. This is before the resurrection. After the death, before the resurrection. Jesus is dead. The council majority won that battle. Joseph, if he's going to come out publicly, he's coming out for the defeated team. And so the question for us as disciples of Jesus is this. Are you willing to lose something that is secure in your life? Are you willing to lose something comfortable in your life in order to identify with Jesus? Will you let it be known that you follow Jesus? Not on glory days, but in dark days. Days where Christians are the minority, in days of shame for Christians. When a church leader has greatly sinned and it's a public scandal and has brought dishonor to the name of Christ and to the church, are you willing on those days to say, I am a Christian? When you see people who are Christians doing crazy things in the news and you're just so embarrassed, you don't agree with them, but they are Christians. Are you willing to identify with them on those days, to own the disgrace of your brothers and sisters in Christ. The problem is when our brothers and sisters do foolish things, what do we find it easier to do? We find it easier to despise them, to deny them. We find it easier just to drop them, to leave them, not to love them. But what did Jesus do in the gospel? He came to cowards. He came to weak people. He came to people who made big promises and delivered very little. And he came to them and he said, "Here are my brothers and sisters." It was a bold move. He asked for them at risk to himself. And he used his wealth and his influence in the high places to purchase the citizenship and the transfer and the adoption of those people. He paid with his life, and he rose from the dead and brought them into his kingdom. He greatly loves us. We can't explain it, but he proved that he greatly loves us. Can you love your brothers and sisters?